This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Semper Paratus. Dear friends, beside many helpful hints about water safety, we can learn a lot from the U.S. Coast Guard. Their motto is Semper Paratus, but always ready is more than their motto. It's the way that they live, and it served them well through two centuries of hurricanes and shipwrecks, floods and wars. Living with the certain knowledge that danger is always approaching can either paralyze you or it can empower you. Being ready for threats makes them manageable. It empowers the Coast Guard to meet the inevitable with courage and great competence. And that's Christ's message to us in this week's gospel, Semper Paratus. Be ready always. Accept responsibility. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Be prepared. And have faith that with God's help, all will come right. That's good advice when faced with big issues and small ones. It's literally a matter of life and death when faced with the biggest issue of all, the transition from mortality to eternal life. So let's follow Christ's advice. Let's get ready. But wishing won't make it so. It's not a push-button process. You see, you have to work at it. And to begin with, you have to be aware. Awareness is the first stage of readiness. It's a gross understatement to say that the God who made our very atom is aware of us. In fact, our every thought, word, and deed are performed in His presence. And we have no secrets from Him. His presence is not 9 to 5. He doesn't take coffee breaks, much less holidays. God is with us, around us, and in us at all times. In return, we must be actively aware of Him. You see, there's two levels of awareness. The most obvious is situational awareness, knowing what's going on around us. Beyond that is strategic awareness, living in the moment but not being driven by the moment, processing the sensory input we receive in the context of our God-driven purpose, and deliberately acting to further that purpose under any circumstances. It's the opposite of sleepwalking through life or being a slave to habits and appetites. Situational and strategic awareness leads to commitment, the next phase of readiness. While God sees all, He's not a disinterested spectator. He didn't create the universe just to casually check in every now and then and see how things are going in our corner of the cosmos. God is committed to us, and we must be committed to Him. You see, we're His beloved, the capstone of His creation. Embracing that belief is the bedrock of commitment, and it's a requisite to readiness. A readiness that's not a passive posture, but a keenly proactive stance. Conversation, that's the next phase of readiness. And God, well, He's not a silent partner. He's not a distant scorekeeper. Knowing His will, that requires constant conversation with Him. We talk and we listen. We call that conversation prayer. And through prayerful conversation with God, we get to know Him, to know His will, to know His love. Through conversation with God, we develop a prayer life. Our prayers are no longer rare, desperate pleas to a constant stranger. They're an ongoing, intimate dialogue that gives us guidance, keeps us aware, renews our commitment, prepares us for the final element of readiness, constancy. In this week's gospel, Jesus tells us that part-time readiness is simply wishful thinking. Our awareness must be constant. Our commitment must be constant. Our prayerful conversation must be constant. Constancy adds the essential semper, the always ingredient to our readiness. And we need to be always ready, because as Jesus warns us, tests come at a time when you don't expect. Being prepared means actively trusting in the Lord, knowing God loves us, knowing He's not playing gotcha games with us. Our preparation is not to fend off His vengeance, but to know and accept His will, to rejoice in His love. But we're human. Being ready will not completely eliminate our fear or mortality, but it'll ease our transition to eternity, seamlessly continuing our conversation with God from this life to the next. Being prepared means to live in hope today, not to live in fear of tomorrow. As Jesus teaches, sometimes ready, well, that's not really an option. neither is always just about to be ready. Clearly, always ready is our only option. In that knowledge, let's embrace the serenity of a life in Christ. Let's use the grace He gives us to be prepared and stay prepared. It won't take away all of life's hard knocks and surprises, but come what may, if we're ready, if we're in constant communion with Christ, the life God gave us will surprise and delight us always. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.